With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Objections by the European Union and a cyber attack could not stop last night's appearance by Donald Trump on a popular social media platform.
The former president's interview on X was plagued with technical problems. Owner Elon Musk apologized for a 41-minute delay.
We unfortunately had a massive distributed denial-of-service attack against our servers.
Musk and Trump chatted on a variety of issues, including immigration, the economy, what both been characterized as Democrats' failures in securing the U.S.-Mexico border, and tamping down crime in American cities.
Kamala wouldn't have this conversation. She can't because she's not smart.
No.
You know, she's not a smart person, by the way.
I'm Norman Hall.
More than 3 weeks since she captured the Democratic presidential nomination, Harris has yet to sit for an interview with the news media. Also at SRNnews.com, Iran not backing away from its vow to attack Israel over the assassination of a Hamas leader in Tehran, a killing that Israel has not claimed credit for, but which Iran blames on the Jewish state nonetheless. And President Biden has been discussing Middle East tensions with the European allies.
The president spoke to the leaders of France, Germany, Italy, and the UK this week to discuss de-escalating tensions in the Mideast. In a joint statement released by the White House, the leaders of all five countries endorsed a call for a renewal of talks for a Gaza ceasefire to conclude a deal as soon as possible. A new round of negotiations is currently scheduled for Thursday.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. A judge's ruling that keeps him off the New York State ballot will be appealed. That's the pledge of independent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. The judge concluding that Kennedy falsely claimed a New York residence on nominating petitions. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down 42 points. NASDAQ futures 53 points higher. This is SRN News. Where do you think the most religious people on earth are?
According to a wide-ranging survey by the Pew Research Center, the answer is Africa. 90% of the people who live in sub-Saharan Africa say religion is very important in their lives. Latin America and the Middle East are the second and third most religious regions around the globe. And who comes in last? Europe. The Far East is a mixed bag, with Japan the least religious and Indonesia the most. The U.S. is less religious than the global average. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Wisconsin Capitol Police have declined to investigate the leak of a state Supreme Court abortion order in June, citing a conflict of interest. However, Chief Justice Annette Ziegler says she is pursuing other options. Ziegler called for the investigation on June 26 after the leak of a draft order that showed the court would take a case brought by Planned Parenthood. It seeks to declare access to abortion a right protected by the state's constitution. This is SRN News. Some conservative House lawmakers detail what they want to see in a federal spending bill.
The House Freedom Caucus is ramping up pressure on GOP leaders to back a short-term funding bill into early 2025, seeking to punt major spending decisions into a potential Trump administration. The conservative group's official position, which requires the support of 80% of its roughly three dozen members, is a preview of the spending fight Speaker Mike Johnson faces in September. Congress must clear a funding bill by October 1st in order to avoid a government shutdown. Over the summer, Republicans in the chamber passed only roughly half of the full-year funding bills, despite leadership goals to pass all 12 by August. Instead, facing intra-party pushback on the remaining spending packages, leaders cut members loose from Washington a week early for the extended summer recess. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Forecasters warn the U.S. and British Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico could begin feeling the impact of Tropical Storm Ernesto starting later today. Fears of flash flooding and possibly mudslides. More details at SRNnews.com.